Joshua, Chapter 1. God commissions Joshua. Now it happened after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying,
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, as I told Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go.
Joshua takes charge. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, Prepare food, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which Yahweh your God gives you to possess it. Joshua spoke to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall live in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brothers armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them, until Yahweh has given your brothers rest, as he has given you. And they have also possessed the land which Yahweh your God gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession, and possess it, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan, toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we listened to Moses in all things, so will we listen to you. Only may Yahweh your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and doesn't listen to your words and all that you command him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Chapter 2. Rahab welcomes the spies. Joshua, the son of Nun, secretly sent 2 men out of Shittim as spies, saying, Go, view the land, including Jericho. They went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and slept there. The king of Jericho was told, Behold, men of the children of Israel came in here tonight to spy out the land. The king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered into your house, for they have come to spy out all the land. The woman took the two men and hid them. Then she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I didn't know where they came from. It happened about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I don't know. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. The men pursued them the way to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Before they had laid down, she came up to them on the roof. And she said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more spirit in any man because of you. For Yahweh your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now, therefore, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all that they have, and will deliver our lives from death. The man said to her, Our life for yours, if you don't talk about this business of ours. And it shall be, when Yahweh gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. The promise to Rahab. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers find you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned. Afterward you may go on your way. The man said to her, We will be guiltless of this, your oath, which you have made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you let us down by. You shall gather to yourself into the house, your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. It shall be that whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be guiltless. Whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is on him. But if you talk about this business of ours, then we shall be guiltless of your oath, which you have made us to swear. She said, According to your words, so be it. She sent them away, and they departed. She tied the scarlet line in the window. They went and came to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but didn't find them. Then the two men returned, descended from the mountain, passed over, and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. And they told him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, Truly, Yahweh has delivered into our hands all the land. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land melt away before us. Chapter 3. The Crossing of the Jordan. Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. They lodged there before they passed over. It happened after 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall move from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Don't come near to it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you. Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. They took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Yahweh said to Joshua,
Today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.
Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come here, and hear the words of Yahweh your God. Joshua said, Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Hivite, and the Perizzite, and the Girgashite, and the Amorite, and the Jebusite out from before you. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, for every tribe a man. It shall come to pass, when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan will be cut off, even the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand in one heap. It happened, when the people moved from their tents to pass over the Jordan, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant being before the people, and when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark had dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great way off, at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those that went down toward the sea of the Arabah, even the salt sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people passed over right against Jericho. The priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel passed over on dry ground, until all the nation had passed completely over the Jordan. Chapter 4. 12 Stones from the Jordan. It happened, when all the nation had completely passed over the Jordan, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying,
Take 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man, and command them, saying, Take from out of the middle of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.
Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said to them, Pass over before the Ark of Yahweh your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you pick up a stone and put it on your shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask in time to come, saying, What do you mean by these stones? Then you shall tell them, Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. The children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan, as Yahweh spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there to this day. For the priests who bore the Ark stood in the middle of the Jordan, until everything was finished that Yahweh commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and passed over. It happened, when all the people had completely passed over, that the Ark of Yahweh passed over with the priests in the presence of the people, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spoke to them, about 40,000 men, ready and armed for war, passed over before Yahweh to battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day, Yahweh magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying,
Command the priests who bear the Ark of the Testimony that they come up out of the Jordan.
Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come up out of the Jordan. It happened, when the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh had come up out of the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before. The camp at Gilgal. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal, on the east border of Jericho. Joshua set up those 12 stones, which they took out of the Jordan, in Gilgal. He spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for Yahweh your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you, until you had passed over, as Yahweh your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us, until we had passed over. That all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of Yahweh, that it is mighty, that you may fear Yahweh your God forever. Chapter 5. The Circumcision at Gilgal. It happened, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, heard how that Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we had passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was there spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time, Yahweh said to Joshua,
Make flint knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time.
Joshua made himself flint knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. This is the reason Joshua circumcised. All the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, even the men of war who came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they didn't listen to the voice of Yahweh. Yahweh swore to them that he wouldn't let them see the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, were circumcised by Joshua, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them on the way. It happened, when they were done circumcising all the nation, that they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. Yahweh said to Joshua,
Today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you.
Therefore, the name of that place was called Gilgal to this day. The Passover at Gilgal. The children of Israel encamped at Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They ate unleavened cakes and parched grain of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover, in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day, after they had eaten of the produce of the land. The children of Israel didn't have manna anymore, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. It happened, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? He said, No, but I have come now as commander of Yahweh's army. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? The prince of Yahweh's army said to Joshua, Take your shoes off of your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy. Joshua did so. Chapter 6. The Walls of Jericho. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out, and no one came in. Yahweh said to Joshua,
Behold, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and the mighty men of valor. All your men of war shall march around the city, going around the city once. You shall do this 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall go up, every man straight before him.
Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of Yahweh. They said to the people, Advance, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before Yahweh's Ark. It was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before Yahweh advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the Ark went after them. The trumpets sounded as they went. Joshua commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. So he caused the Ark of Yahweh to go around the city, going about it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of Yahweh. The 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of Yahweh went on continually and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. The rear guard came after the Ark of Yahweh. The trumpets sounded as they went. The 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. They did this 6 days. It happened on the seventh day that they rose early at the dawning of the day and marched around the city in the same way 7 times. Only on this day they marched around the city 7 times. It happened at the seventh time when the priests blew the trumpets. Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. The city shall be devoted, even it and all that is in it, to Yahweh. Only Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when you have devoted it, you take of the devoted thing. So would you make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are holy to Yahweh. They shall come into Yahweh's treasury." So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets. It happened, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, both young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. Joshua said to the 2 men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring out from there the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her." The young men who were spies went in and brought out Rahab with her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. They also brought out all her relatives, and they set them outside of the camp of Israel. They burnt the city with fire and all that was in it. Only they put the silver, the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron into the treasury of Yahweh's house. But Rahab the prostitute, her father's household, and all that she had, Joshua saved alive. She lived in the midst of Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua commanded them with an oath at that time, saying, "Cursed is the man before Yahweh who rises up and builds this city Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son shall he set up its gates." So Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Chapter 7. Israel defeated at Ai. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. Therefore Yahweh's anger burned against the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the land." The men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, "Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Don't make all the people to toil there, for there are only a few of them." So about 3,000 men of the people went up there, and they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck about 36 men of them, and they chased them from before the gate even to Shebarim, and struck them at the descent. The hearts of the people melted and became like water. Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel. And they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, "Alas, Lord Yahweh, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to cause us to perish? I wish that we had been content and lived beyond the Jordan. O Lord, What shall I say after that Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. What will you do for your great name? Yahweh said to Joshua,
Get up. Why are you fallen on your face like that? Israel has sinned. Yes, they have even transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken of the devoted things, and have also stolen, and also deceived. They have even put it among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel can't stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the devoted things from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, for Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, There is a devoted thing in the midst of you, Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes. It shall be that the tribe which Yahweh selects shall come near by families. The family which Yahweh selects shall come near by households. The household which Yahweh selects shall come near man by man. It shall be that he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel.
The Sin of Achan. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel near by their tribes. The tribe of Judah was selected. He brought near the family of Judah, and he selected the family of the Zerahites. He brought near the family of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was selected. He brought near his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was selected. Joshua said to Achan, My son, please give glory to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and make confession to him. Tell me now what you have done. Don't hide it from me. Achan answered Joshua and said,
I have truly sinned against Yahweh, the God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful Babylonian robe, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. Behold, they are hidden in the ground in the middle of my tent, with the silver under it.
So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. Behold, it was hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. They took them from the middle of the tent, and brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel. They laid them down before Yahweh. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his cattle, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh will trouble you this day. All Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. Chapter 8. The Conquest of Ai. Yahweh said to Joshua,
Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. Behold, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, with his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho and her king. Except its spoil and its livestock you shall take for a plunder for yourselves. Set an ambush for the city behind it.
So Joshua arose, and all the people of war, to go up to Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 men, the mighty men of valor, and sent them out by night. He commanded them, saying, Behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city, behind the city. Don't go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. I and all the people who are with me will approach to the city. It shall happen, when they come out against us, as at the first, that we will flee before them. They will come out after us, until we have drawn them away from the city, for they will say, They flee before us like the first time. So we will flee before them, and you shall rise up from the ambush and take possession of the city, for Yahweh your God will deliver it into your hand. It shall be, when you have seized on the city, that you shall set the city on fire. You shall do this according to the word of Yahweh. Behold, I have commanded you. Joshua sent them out, and they went to set up the ambush, and stayed between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua stayed among the people that night. Joshua rose up early in the morning, mustered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people, to Ai. All the people, even the men of war who were with him, went up, and drew near, and came before the city, and encamped on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between him and Ai. He took about 5,000 men, and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. So they set the people, even all the army who was on the north side of the city, and their ambush on the west of the city. And Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. It happened, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hurried and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people, at the time appointed, before Arabah. But he didn't know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way of the wilderness. All the people who were in the city were called together to pursue after them. They pursued Joshua, and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who didn't go out after Israel. They left the city open, and pursued Israel. Yahweh said to Joshua,
Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand.
Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. The ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand and entered into the city and took it. They hurried and set the city on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. The people who fled to the wilderness turned back on the pursuers. When Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and killed the men of Ai. The others came out of the city against them, so they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. They struck them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. They captured the king of Ai alive and brought him to Joshua. It happened, when Israel had made an end of killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness in which they pursued them, and they had all fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, that all Israel returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. All that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua didn't draw back his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the livestock and the spoil of that city Israel took for prey to themselves, according to the word of Yahweh, which he commanded Joshua. So Joshua burnt Ai, and made it a heap forever, even a desolation to this day. He hanged the king of Ai on a tree until the evening, and at the sundown Joshua commanded, and they took his body down from the tree, and threw it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and raised a great heap of stones on it that remains to this day. Joshua renews the covenant. Then Joshua built an altar to Yahweh, the God of Israel, in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel. As it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones, on which no man had lifted up any iron. They offered burnt offerings on it to Yahweh, and sacrificed peace offerings. He wrote there, on the stones, a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. All Israel, and their elders and officers, and their judges, stood on this side of the ark, and on that side, before the priests, the Levites, who carried the ark of Yahweh's covenant, the foreigner as well as the native, half of them in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had commanded at the first, that they should bless the people of Israel. Afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua didn't read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the foreigners who were among them. Chapter 9. The Deceit of the Gibeonites. It happened, when all the kings who were beyond the Jordan, in the hill country, and in the lowland, and on all the shore of the great sea in front of Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard of it, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel, with one accord. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they also resorted to a ruse, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks on their donkeys, and wineskins, old and torn and bound up, and old and patched shoes on their feet, and wore old garments. All the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. They went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal, and said to him, and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a covenant with us." The men of Israel said to the Hivites, "What if you live among us? How could we make a covenant with you?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants." Joshua said to them, "Who are you? Where do you come from?" They said to him, "Your servants have come from a very far country because of the name of Yahweh, your God. For we have heard of his fame, all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, who was at Ashtaroth. Our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying,
take provision in your hand for the journey, and go to meet them, and tell them, 'We are your servants. Now make a covenant with us. This, our bread, we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we went out to go to you. But now, behold, it is dry and has become moldy. These wineskins, which we filled, were new, and behold, they are torn. These, our garments and our shoes, have become old because of the very long journey.' The men sampled their provisions and didn't ask counsel from the mouth of Yahweh. Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. The princes of the congregation swore to them. It happened at the end of 3 days after they had made a covenant with them that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they lived among them. The children of Israel traveled and came to their cities on the 3rd day. Now their cities were Gibeon, Kephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. The children of Israel didn't strike them because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. All the congregation murmured against the princes, but all the princes said to all the congregation, 'We have sworn to them by Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. This we will do to them, and let them live, lest wrath be on us, because of the oath which we swore to them.' The princes said to them, 'Let them live.' So they became woodcutters and drawers of water for all the congregation, as the princes had spoken to them. Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, 'Why have you deceived us, saying, "We are very far from you," when you live among us? Now, therefore, you are cursed, and some of you will never fail to be bondservants, both woodcutters and drawers of water for the house of my God.' They answered Joshua and said, 'Because your servants were certainly told how Yahweh your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore, we were very afraid for our lives because of you and have done this thing. Now, behold, we are in your hand. Do to us as it seems good and right for you to do.' He did so to them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, so that they didn't kill them. That day, Joshua made them woodcutters and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of Yahweh to this day, in the place which he should choose. Chapter 10. 5 Kings War Against Gibeon. Now it happened, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they were very afraid, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, to Piram, king of Jarmuth, to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Deber, king of Eglon, saying, 'Come up to me, and help me, and let us strike Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and the children of Israel.' Therefore the 5 kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their armies, and encamped against Gibeon and made war against it. The men of Gibeon sent to Joshua, to the camp, to Gilgal, saying, 'Don't abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the hill country have gathered together against us. So Joshua went up from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. Yahweh said to Joshua,
"Don't fear them, for I have delivered them into your hands. Not a man of them will stand before you."
Joshua therefore came on them suddenly. He went up from Gilgal all night. Yahweh confused them before Israel, and he killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them by the way of the ascent of Beth Horon, and struck them to Azekah and to Makeda. It happened, as they fled from before Israel, while they were at the descent of Beth Horon, that Yahweh cast down great stones from the sky on them to Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than who the children of Israel killed with the sword. The sun stands still. Then Joshua spoke to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, "Sun, stand still on Gibeon. You, moon, stop in the valley of Ajalon." The sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the nation had avenged themselves of their enemies. Isn't this written in the book of Jasher? The sun stayed in the midst of the sky and didn't hurry to go down about a whole day. There was no day like that before it or after it that Yahweh listened to the voice of a man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. Victory at Makeda. These five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave at Makeda. Joshua was told, saying, "The five kings are found, hidden in the cave at Makeda." Joshua said, "Roll large stones to the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard them, but don't stay. Pursue your enemies and them from the rear. Don't allow them to enter into their cities, for Yahweh your God has delivered them into your hand." It happened, when Joshua and the children of Israel had finished killing them with a very great slaughter until they were consumed, and the remnant which remained of them had entered into the fortified cities, that all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makeda in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave, and bring those five kings out of the cave to me." They did so, and brought those five kings out of the cave to him: the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. It happened, when they brought these kings out to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the chiefs of the men of war who went with him, "Come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings." They came near and put their feet on their necks. Joshua said to them, "Don't be afraid nor be dismayed. Be strong and courageous, for Yahweh will do this to all your enemies against whom you fight." Afterward, Joshua struck them, put them to death, and hanged them on five trees. They were hanging on the trees until the evening. It happened at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave in which they had hidden themselves, and laid great stones on the mouth of the cave, which remain to this very day. Joshua took Makeda on that day and struck it with the edge of the sword, with its king. He utterly destroyed them and all the souls who were in it. He left none remaining. He did to the king of Makeda as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua conquers southern Palestine. Joshua passed from Makeda
and all Israel with him, to Libna, and fought against Libna. Yahweh delivered it also, with its king, into the hand of Israel. He struck it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls who were in it. He left none remaining in it. He did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua passed from Libna, and all Israel with him, to Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. Yahweh delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel. He took it on the second day, and struck it with the edge of the sword, with all the souls who were in it, according to all that he had done to Libna. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and his people, until he had left him none remaining. Joshua passed from Lachish, and all Israel with him, to Eglon, and they encamped against it and fought against it. They took it on that day, and struck it with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed all the souls who were in it that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, to Hebron, and they fought against it. They took it and struck it with the edge of the sword, with its king and all its cities, and all the souls who were in it. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but he utterly destroyed it and all the souls who were in it. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. He took it, with its king and all its cities. They struck them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls who were in it. He left none remaining. As he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to its king, as he had done also to Libna, and to its king. So Joshua struck all the land, the hill country, and the south, and the lowland, and the slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but he utterly destroyed all that breathed, as Yahweh, the God of Israel, commanded. Joshua struck them from Kadesh Barnea even to Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. Joshua took all these kings and their land at one time, because Yahweh, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. Chapter 11. Northern Palestine defeated. It happened, when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of it, that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings who were on the north, in the hill country, in the Arabah, south of Kinneroth, in the lowland and in the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the hill country, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They went out, they and all their armies with them, many people, even as the sand that is on the seashore in multitude, with very many horses and chariots. All these kings met together, and they came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight with Israel. Yahweh said to Joshua,
"Don't be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver them up, all slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire."
So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom, suddenly, and fell on them. Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them, and chased them to great Sidon, and to Misrephoth-maim, and to the valley of Mizpeh, eastward. They struck them until they left them none remaining. Joshua did to them as Yahweh told him. He hamstrung their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time and took Hazor and struck its king with the sword, for Hazor used to be the head of all those kingdoms. They struck all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed. He burnt Hazor with fire. Joshua captured all the cities of those kings with their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded. But as for the cities that stood on their mounds, Israel burned none of them, except Hazor only. Joshua burned that. The children of Israel took all the spoil of these cities, with the livestock, as spoils for themselves. But every man they struck with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them. They didn't leave any who breathed. As Yahweh commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. Joshua did so. He left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. Joshua takes the whole land. So Joshua captured all that land, the hill country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, the Arabah, the hill country of Israel, and the lowland of the same, from Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. He took all their kings, struck them, and put them to death. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took all in battle, for it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, to come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Joshua came at that time and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. There were none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod did some remain. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that Yahweh spoke to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. The land had rest from war. Chapter 12. List of Kings Defeated by Moses. Now these are the kings of the land, whom the children of Israel struck, and possessed their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the middle of the valley, and half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, the border of the children of Ammon, and the Arabah to the sea of Kinneroth, eastward, and to the sea of the Arabah, even the salt sea, eastward, the way to Beth Jesimoth, and on the south, under the slopes of Pisgah, and the border of Og, king of Bashan, of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and ruled in Mount Hermon, and in Salika, and in all Bashan, to the border of the Geshurites, and the Maacathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the children of Israel struck them. Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. List of Kings Defeated by Joshua. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon even to Mount Halak that goes up to Seir. Joshua gave it to the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their divisions in the hill country and in the lowland and in the Arabah and in the slopes and in the wilderness and in the south, the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jarmuth, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Eglon, one, the king of Gezer, one, the king of Deber, one, the king of Geder, one, the king of Horma, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Libna, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Makeda, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tapua, one, the king of Hefer, one, the king of Aphek, one, the king of Lesharon, one, the king of Madon, one, the king of Hazor, one, the king of Shimron-Miron, one, the king of Akshaph, one, the king of Taanach, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kedesh, one, the king of Jogneum in Carmel, one, the king of Dor in the height of Dor, one, the king of Goyim in Gilgal, one, the king of Tirzah, one, all the kings 31.
Chapter 13. Lands Yet Unconquered. Now Joshua was old and well advanced in years. Yahweh said to him,
"You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that still remains. All the regions of the Philistines and all the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is before Egypt, even to the border of Ekron northward, which is counted as Canaanite. The five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, and the Ashdodites, the Ashkelonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Avim on the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Meara that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the border of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebalites, and all Lebanon toward the sunrise, from Baal Gad under Mount Hermon to the entrance of Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, even all the Sidonians. Them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only allocate it to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore, divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh."
Inheritance East of Jordan. With him the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward, even as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave them from Aroer, that is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Meribah to Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, to the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites, and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salica, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. The same was left of the remnant of the Rephaim. For Moses attacked these and drove them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel didn't drive out the Geshurites, nor the Maacathites. For Geshur and Maacath dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. Only he gave no inheritance to the tribe of Levi. The offerings of Yahweh, the God of Israel, made by fire, are his inheritance, as he spoke to him. Moses gave to the tribe of the children of Reuben according to their families. Their border was from Aroer, that is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain by Meribah, Heshbon and all its cities that are in the plain, Dibon, Bamoth-Baal, Beth-Baal-Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaeth, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zeruth-Shehar, in the mount of the valley, Beth-Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, Beth-Jesimoth, all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the chiefs of Midian, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the princes of Sihon, who lived in the land. Balaam slain. The children of Israel killed Balaam also, the son of Beor, the soothsayer, with the sword, among the rest of their slain. The border of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, according to their families, the cities and its villages. Moses gave to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad, according to their families. Their border was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon, to Aroer, that is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpeh, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the border of Debir, and in the valley, Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Sukkoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the Jordan's bank, to the uttermost part of the Sea of Kinnereth, beyond the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, according to their families, the cities and its villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was for the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. Their border was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities. Half Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were for the children of Maker, the son of Manasseh, even for the half of the children of Maker, according to their families. These are the inheritances which Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho, eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. Yahweh, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he spoke to them. Chapter 14. Canaan divided by lot. These are the inheritances which the children of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed to them, by the lot of their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the 2 tribes and the half tribe beyond the Jordan. But to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And they gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their livestock and for their property. The children of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Caleb requests Hebron. Then the children of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land where you walked shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my God.' Now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness. Now, behold, I am 85 years old today. As yet, I am as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this hill country of which Yahweh spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and great and fortified cities. It may be that Yahweh will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as Yahweh spoke." Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, after the greatest man among the Anakim. The land had rest from war. Chapter 15. The Territory of Judah. The lot for the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families, was to the border of Edom, even to the wilderness of Zin southward, at the uttermost part of the south. Their south border was from the uttermost part of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looks southward, and it went out southward of the ascent of Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along by Hezron, went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka, and it passed along to Asmon, went out at the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. The east border was the Salt Sea, even to the end of the Jordan. The border of the north quarter was from the Bay of the Sea at the end of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. The border went up to Debir, from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is over against the ascent of Adummim, which is on the south side of the river. The border passed along to the waters of En-Shemesh, and ended at En-Rogel. The border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite southward. The same is Jerusalem. and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the farthest part of the valley of Rephaim northward. The border extended from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border extended to Baalah. The same is Kiriath-Jearim. And the border turned about from Baalah westward to Mount Seir, and passed along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north. The same is Kesalon. And went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed along by Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward. And the border extended to Shikaron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out at Jabneel. And the goings out of the border were at the sea. The west border was to the shore of the great sea. This is the border of the children of Judah, according to their families. Caleb's portion and conquest. To Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a portion among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of Yahweh to Joshua, even Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak. The same is Hebron. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. He went up against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir before was Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "He who strikes Kiriath Sefer and takes it, to him will I give Aksah, my daughter, as wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksah, his daughter, as wife. It happened, when she came, that she had him ask her father for a field. She got off of her donkey, and Caleb said, "What do you want?" She said, "Give me a blessing, because you have set me in the land of the south. Give me also springs of water." He gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. The cities of Judah. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The farthest cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kenna, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hazor Hadatha, Kiriath Hezron, the same is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Baala, Lim, Ezem, Eltolad, Kisel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Libaoth, Shilhim, Ayin, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shearaim, Adithaim, and Gedera, or Gederothaim. 14 cities with their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal Gad, Dilion, Mizpe, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamam, Kidlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Naamah, and Makeda. 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Marisha. 9 cities with their villages. Ekron, with its towns and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod, with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages. Gaza, its towns and its villages, to the brook of Egypt, and the great sea with its coastline. In the hill country, Shamer, Jadr, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, which is Deber, Aneb, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, the same is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages. Mayan, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jogdium, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Meharoth, Beth-Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath-Baal, the same is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sikeka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah couldn't drive them out. But the Jebusites live with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Chapter 16. The Territory of Ephraim. The lot came out for the children of Joseph from the Jordan at Jericho, at the waters of Jericho on the east, even the wilderness, going up from Jericho through the hill country to Bethel. It went out from Bethel to Luz, and passed along to the border of the Arkites, to Ataroth, and it went down westward to the border of the Japhletites, to the border of Beth-horon the lower, even to Gezer, and ended at the sea. The children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. This was the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The border of their inheritance eastward was Ataroth Adar, to Beth-horon the upper. The border went out westward at Michmethath on the north. The border turned about eastward to Taanath-Shiloh, and passed along it on the east of Genoa. It went down from Genoa to Ataroth, to Naarah, reached to Jericho, and went out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went along westward to the brook of Cana, and ended at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, together with the cities which were set apart for the children of Ephraim in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. They didn't drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell in the midst of Ephraim to this day, and have become servants to do forced labor. Chapter 17. The Territory of Manasseh. This was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. As for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. So this was for the rest of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, for the children of Helek, for the children of Asriel, for the children of Shechem, for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "Yahweh commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. Therefore, according to the commandment of Yahweh, he gave them an inheritance among the brothers of their father. 10 parts fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethath, which is before Shechem. The border went along to the right hand, to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. The border went down to the brook of Cana, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook and ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was his border. They reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. Manasseh had 3 heights in Issachar: in Asher, Bethshean and its towns, and Ibleam and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. Yet the children of Manasseh couldn't drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. It happened, when the children of Israel had grown strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor, and didn't utterly drive them out. The children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given me just 1 lot and 1 part for an inheritance, since I am a great people? Because Yahweh has blessed me so far." Joshua said to them, "If you are a great people, go up to the forest and clear land for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and after Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you." The children of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us. All the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those who are in Bethshean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel." Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have 1 lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. Although it is a forest, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they are strong." Chapter 18. The Tabernacle at Shiloh. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land was subdued before them. The remainder divided. 7 tribes remained among the children of Israel, which had not yet divided their inheritance. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go in to possess the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint for yourselves 3 men from each tribe. I will send them, and they shall arise, walk through the land, and describe it according to their inheritance, and they shall come to me. They shall divide it into 7 portions. Judah shall live in his borders on the south, and the house of Joseph shall live in their borders on the north. You shall survey the land into 7 parts, and bring the description here to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave them." The men arose and went. Joshua commanded those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go, walk through the land, survey it, and come again to me. I will cast lots for you here before Yahweh in Shiloh." The men went and passed through the land, and surveyed it by cities into 7 portions in a book. They came to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh. There Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. Benjamin's territory. The lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. The border of their lot went out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north quarter was from the Jordan. The border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward. It ended at the wilderness of Bethaven. The border passed along from there to Luz, to the side of Luz, the same is Bethel, southward. The border went down to Ataroth Adar, by the mountain that lies on the south of Beth-horon the lower. The border extended and turned around on the west quarter southward, from the mountain that lies before Beth-horon southward, and ended at Kiriath-Baal. The same is Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. The south quarter was from the farthest part of Kiriath-Jearim. The border went out westward and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. The border went down to the farthest part of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward. It went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite, southward, and went down to En-Rogel. It extended northward, went out at En-Shemesh, and went out to Geliloth, which is over against the ascent of Adumim. It went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. It passed along to the side over against the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. The border passed along to the side of Beth-Hogla northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the south border. The Jordan was its border on the east quarter. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, by the borders around it, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Arabah, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Perah, Ophrah, Kepher-Ammonai, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpe, Kephira, Moza, Recham, Erpiel, Terala, Zela, Eleph, the Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem, Gebeoth, and Kiriath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to their families. Chapter 19. Simeon's Territory. The second lot came out for Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had for their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shul, Bela, Ezim, El Tolad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhin, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages that were around these cities, to Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the part of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon. For the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had inheritance in the midst of their inheritance. Zebulun's Territory. The third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was to Sarid. Their border went up westward, even to Marilah, and reached to Dabbesheth. It reached to the brook that is before Jogneum. It turned from Sarid eastward, toward the sunrise, to the border of Kisloth-Tabor. It went out to Dabbereth, and went up to Japhia. From there it passed along eastward to Gath-Hepher, to Eskazin, and it went out at Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border turned around it on the north, to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Iftael, Kadath, Nahalel, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. Issachar's Territory. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, even for the children of Issachar, according to their families. Their border was to Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Bethpazes. The border reached to Tabor, Shehazuma, and Beth Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Asher's Territory. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. Their border was Helkath, Halai, Beden, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amed, Mishal. It reached to Carmel westward, and to Shihor-Libneth. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth-Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Iphtael northward, to Beth-Emek and Neiel. It went out to Cabel on the left hand, and Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, even to Great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah, to the fortified city of Tyre, and the border turned to Hosa. It ended at the sea, by the region of Akzib, Uma also, and Aphek, and Rehob. 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. These cities with their villages. Naphtali's territory. The sixth lot came out for the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the oak in Zaananim, Adami-Nekeb, and Jabneel to Lakum. It ended at the Jordan. The border turned westward to Asnoth Tabor, and went out from there to Hukak. It reached to Zebulun on the south, and reached to Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the sunrise. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazer, Kedesh, Edrei, Enhazer, Iron, Migdalel, Horam, Beth-Aneth, and Beth-Shemesh. 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Dan's territory. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtaol, Irshemesh, Shealaban, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baaleth, Jehud, Beni-Birak, Gath-Rimmon, Majarkin, and Rakan, with the border over against Joppa. The border of the children of Dan went out beyond them, for the children of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and lived therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. Joshua's inheritance. So they made an end of distributing the land for inheritance by its borders. The children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, in the midst of them. According to the commandment of Yahweh, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. And he built the city and lived there. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the land. Chapter 20. Six Cities of Refuge. Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Assign the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. They shall be to you for a refuge from the avenger of blood. he shall flee to one of those cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them, and give him a place, that he may live among them. If the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, and didn't hate him before. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return, and come to his own city, and to his own house, to the city he fled from.
They set apart Kedesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, the same is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah, beyond the Jordan at Jericho, eastward. They set Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the children of Israel, and for the alien who lives among them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands before the congregation. Chapter 21. 48 Cities of the Levites. Then the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for our livestock. The children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance, according to the commandment of Yahweh, these cities with their suburbs. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. The children of Aaron the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot out of the tribe of Judah, out of the tribe of the Simeonites, and out of the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh. The children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun. The children of Israel gave these cities with their suburbs by lot to the Levites, as Yahweh commanded by Moses. They gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are mentioned by name. And they were for the children of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, for theirs was the first lot. They gave them Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak. The same is Hebron. In the hill country of Judah, with its suburbs around it. But they gave the fields of the city and its villages to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. To the children of Aaron, the priest, they gave Hebron, with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Libna, with its suburbs, Jadr, with its suburbs, Eshtemoah, with its suburbs, Holon, with its suburbs, Deber with its suburbs, Ayin with its suburbs, Juddah with its suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with its suburbs. 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its suburbs, Geba with its suburbs, Anathoth with its suburbs, and Almon with its suburbs. 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priest, were 13 cities with their suburbs. The families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, even the rest of the children of Kohath, had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem with its suburbs in the hill country of Ephraim, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Gezer with its suburbs, Kibzaim with its suburbs, and Beth-horon with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Dan, Elteca with its suburbs, Gibbethon with its suburbs, Ajalon with its suburbs, Gath-rimmon with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Taanach with its suburbs, and Gath-rimmon with its suburbs, 2 cities. All the cities of the families of the rest of the children of Kohath were 10 with their suburbs. They gave to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Beeshterah with its suburbs, 2 cities. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its suburbs, Dabarath with its suburbs, Jarmuth with its suburbs, Enganim with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its suburbs, Abdon with its suburbs, Helkath with its suburbs, and Rehob with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamathdor with its suburbs, and Kartan with its suburbs, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their suburbs. To the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jogneum with its suburbs, Karta with its suburbs, Dimna with its suburbs, and Nahalal with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its suburbs, Jahaz with its suburbs, Kedemoth with its suburbs, and Mephaeth with its suburbs, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its suburbs, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Mahanaim with its suburbs, Heshbon with its suburbs, Jazer with its suburbs, 4 cities in all. All these were the cities of the children of Merari according to their families, even the rest of the families of the Levites. Their lot was 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites in the midst of the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. Each of these cities included their suburbs around them. It was this way with all these cities. So Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers. They possessed it and lived in it. Yahweh gave them rest all around, according to all that he swore to their fathers. Not a man of all their enemies stood before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Nothing failed of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Chapter 22. Tribes beyond the Jordan return. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you,
and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have performed the duty of the commandment of Yahweh your God. Now Yahweh your God has given rest to your brothers as he spoke to them. Therefore now, return and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, to love Yahweh your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but to the other half gave Joshua among their brothers beyond the Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return with much wealth to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with brass, with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they owned, according to the commandment of Yahweh by Moses. The Offensive Altar. When they came to the region about the Jordan, that is, in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to look at. The children of Israel heard this. "Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar in the forefront of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan, on the side that pertains to the children of Israel." When the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. The children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes, one prince of a father's house for each of the tribes of Israel. And they were, every one of them, head of their father's houses among the thousands of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of Yahweh, what trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following Yahweh, in that you have built you an altar, to rebel this day against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day, although there came a plague on the congregation of Yahweh, that you must turn away this day from following Yahweh? It will be, since you rebel today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. However, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, in which Yahweh's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us. But don't rebel against Yahweh, nor rebel against us, in building an altar other than the altar of Yahweh our God. Didn't Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the devoted thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? That man didn't perish alone in his iniquity." Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel. "The Mighty One, God, Yahweh, the Mighty One, God, Yahweh, he knows, and Israel shall know. if it was in rebellion, or if in trespass against Yahweh, don't save us this day. That we have built us an altar to turn away from following Yahweh, or if to offer burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings, let Yahweh himself require it. If we have not out of concern done this, and for a reason, saying, in time to come, your children might speak to our children, saying, what have you to do with Yahweh, the God of Israel? For Yahweh has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no portion in Yahweh. So your children might make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore we said, let's now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it will be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we may perform the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not tell our children in time to come, you have no portion in Yahweh. Therefore we said, it shall be, when they tell us, or our generations, this in time to come, that we shall say, behold the pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against Yahweh and turn away this day from following Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offering, for meal offering, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of Yahweh our God that is before his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, said to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, today we know that Yahweh is in the midst of us, because you have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and spoke no more of going up against them to war, to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and the children of Gad lived. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad named the altar, a witness between us that Yahweh is God. Chapter 23. Joshua's Charge to Leaders. It happened after many days, when Yahweh had given rest to Israel from their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said to them, I am old and well advanced in years. You have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to all these nations because of you, for it is Yahweh your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes. From the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, Yahweh your God will thrust them out from before you and drive them from out of your sight. You shall possess their land as Yahweh your God spoke to you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, that you not come among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves to them. But hold fast to Yahweh your God, as you have done to this day. For Yahweh has driven great and strong nations out from before you. But as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for it is Yahweh your God who fights for you, as he spoke to you. Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves, that you love Yahweh your God. But if you do at all go back, and hold fast to the remnant of these nations, even these who remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go in to them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahweh your God will no longer drive these nations from out of your sight, but they shall be a snare and a trap to you, a scourge in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which Yahweh your God has given you. Behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your God spoke concerning you. All have happened to you. Not one thing has failed of it. It shall happen that as all the good things have come on you of which Yahweh your God spoke to you, so Yahweh will bring on you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land which Yahweh your God has given you, when you disobey the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods, and bow down yourselves to them. Then the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given you. Chapter 24. Joshua reviews Israel's history. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, your fathers lived of old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess it. Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt, according to that which I did in its midst, and afterward I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. The Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea on them, and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness many days. I brought you into the land of the Amorites that lived beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. You possessed their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. He sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. You went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with your sword, nor with your bow. I gave you a land whereon you had not labored, and cities which you didn't build, and you live in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves, which you didn't plant. Choose whom you will serve. Now, therefore, fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served beyond the river, in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. If it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. The people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other gods, for it is Yahweh our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way in which we went, and among all the peoples through the midst of whom we passed. Yahweh drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve Yahweh, for he is our God. Joshua said to the people, You can't serve Yahweh, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your disobedience, nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good. The people said to Joshua, No, but we will serve Yahweh. Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen Yahweh yourselves to serve him. They said, We are witnesses. Now, therefore, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to Yahweh, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, We will serve Yahweh our God, and we will listen to his voice. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Yahweh. Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against you, for it has heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. Joshua's death and burial. It happened after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, being 110 years old. They buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of the mountain of Gaash. Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the work of Yahweh that he had worked for Israel. They buried the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. They became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in the hill of Phinehas, his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim.